Blog Talk Radio.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power. Go right now is in a direction that, with all due respect, I was listening to Term Radio broadcast prior to coming on the air today, and I was listening to the conversation as I was driving over here with a number of people that were extremely discontent with Donald Trump and have some very hard feelings about him. And I heard the phrase from someone that, my God, you know, we've got another 3 years with this man. But I do want to say, you know, to stomach the last 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama, the revolutionary radical Islamic terrorist that occupied the White House, 8 years of that disgusting administration that lambasted our nation with the homosexual agenda, lesbian agenda, marriages, full-term abortion, innocent blood being shed on his hands. I mean, the grotesque lighting of the White House with the rainbow colors. I'll tell you what, if you wanted Hillary Clinton to follow that lead and you want to know corruption, I hear people talking about corruption. I think to myself, my God, here's a woman that destroyed governmental property and she's not in prison, for goodness sake. I mean, it's really strange about, the level of people's concerns about Donald Trump, who is in the first year. Brought Christmas back to America. I'm very happy about that. I heard the economy busted. I mean, it just boomed all over the nation. There was more money spent this Christmas than there had been for years. Why? Because the genuine numbers of the majority of the people in this nation that were getting wiped out through the deception that was operating in the White House. Thank God, Merry Christmas was said again. Thank God, Jesus Christ was brought back, even though it's not really his birthday, which is another story. But again, that's what Americans do, and people around the world celebrate the birth of Christ. And hopefully they're not a bunch of pagans, you know, lighting candles to some moon god or something. But for those that really did believe and wanted to honor the birth of the Savior of the world and to know that love was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago and salvation was extended to the end of the earth and there was beautiful colors and all those things, you know, I'm fine with that. That's good. That's great. And I'm thankful that we were allowed to say Merry Christmas again and again and again. But again, you'll know a tree by its fruit, and the fruit of Barack Hussein Obama was so rotten and so bad for the people that are opining the Trump presidency within the first year with the success that people are seeing, record-breaking on Wall Street. I mean, record-breaking events going on, and I want to make it abundantly clear, while I did support Donald Trump with my vote, my eyes are always on Jesus Christ. I don't put my eyes on any man, but I am cheering on this man, and I'll tell you why I'm cheering him on. And I believe it's important. And again, this is with all due respect to the conversation that's been had here. I love in Matthew chapter 11, I want to start right there, in Matthew 11, verse 5 and 6. These are the words of Jesus. And Jesus, I'll pick it up in verse 4, Matthew 11, 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. So Jesus said, blessed are those who are not offended in him. And those were some really good works. Now let's bounce over to Matthew chapter 13 And let's begin in, well, no, let's not go to Matthew 13. Yeah, let's go to verse 57. Matthew 13, 57. We may want to start in 56, but let's do this. Let's go to Matthew 13, verse 50. Where's that verse at? 57, there it is. So Matthew 13, 57, it says, "And they were offended in him," Jesus. "But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." So Jesus was a prophet to Israel, and the people were offended at him because of his transition, the way that he was doing things. And Jesus just said that a prophet is not without honor. In other words, they get honor everywhere, but in their own house among their own people. But the real key here is in Matthew 15, verse 12. Matthew 15, verse 12, it says this. "Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But Jesus answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." I would think that every American in the United States that loves America, the sovereignty of the United States, the heritage of our Christian nation, would be rejoicing and taking a deep breath that, thank God, the Islamic Muslim radical terrorist that was occupying the White House is gone, that was spreading dung all over this nation through his policy, that was changing everything in this country, and the good people of this nation, they trusted in the vote. They said, you know what, we're just going to have to endure. We're not going to spark the revolution. And the good people that were suffering under the suffocating bondage of that last administration, man, they got out and did something because Hillary was there ready to go to continue on the Marxist, revolutionary, communistic, Saul Alinsky tactics of communism within our nation. And the blackout from the media that had conditioned the minds of the masses were stunning. But the people awoke and they're lying. The news media is lying about the numbers. There were a lot of people that were voting for Hillary that were illegal, had no right to even vote. It was absolutely amazing. And yet the Electoral College, if it would have favored somebody else, everybody would have said, "Yahoo, the Electoral College beat Donald Trump." But you see, this is the hypocrisy that's going on in the majority of the people that have been under the spell of Jezebel within our nation for such a long time. And I could care less about the remnant. I don't care what the man's approval rating is, because I never follow the majority, because the majority are oftentimes wrong. And when you have a majority of people that want to support abortion, the shedding of innocent blood, the homosexual, radical homosexual agenda, I mean, thank God that there's a minority that are standing up supporting the President of the United States of America, who is, and they are. Oh, I'm going to tell you what would be so fun is if 2018 Roe versus Wade is overthrown. I declare it, overturn it, Lord God, do it through Michael Pence and Donald Trump, overthrow the mass murder machine of abortion in the United States of America, overturn the Roe versus Wade, and then get into the Supreme Court and root out and pluck out of the United States of America the homosexual agenda. Stop saturating this country and perverting the minds of our children, having them confused over men marrying men and women marrying women. You want to live a homosexual lifestyle? Go do it behind closed doors like they used to a generation ago, with the threat of going to prison for such a diabolical act. Or if you want to be with another woman and you're a woman, do it behind closed doors. But do not promote that into the psyche of a nation, which has already been done. So I say overturn that law too. and make it an embarrassment to be a homosexual and a lesbian within this Christian nation. And if it's going to start with a few good men, remember this. We don't need a majority to turn things around. All you need is a few good people that have a righteous zeal about them to get behind a movement that is turning things around for the better, to bring the sovereignty and the independence of our Christian values back, to exalt the moral laws of righteousness. Well, you have that opportunity. But again, the opining majority is so sad to hear them opine. They are so foolish and so ignorant at so many levels. But again, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the masses, and they do not understand, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ would shine in their hearts. So I say this, let the people be offended. That's what Jesus said. It was the religious leaders, it was the scribes and Pharisees that were most offended at Jesus because he was taking their power away. He was taking their control over the people away. He was upsetting the apple cart. Ladies and gentlemen, thank God that the apple cart in America is being upset. Thank God that this nation is no longer being strangled by the Jezebel spirit in the United Nations. Thank God somebody's going to get tough and say, we're not going to be hostages anymore to your global agenda. We're not going to be afraid to fight you. We're not going to be afraid. And by the way, over in Iran, that Islamic revolution that's going on over there, you know why it's really happening? Have you done your homework? I'm going to tell you why. Because there are over 3 million Christian Iranians. There has been a massive conversion of the Iranian youth predominantly that have turned to faith in Jesus Christ. They're no longer Muslims claiming to be peaceful. They are Muslims that have converted to the Prince of Peace, who are born again, spirit-filled. Their names are being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that reality of a harvest coming into Iran, like in China behind the bamboo curtain, where in 2030, if everything goes as planned, China will be the largest Christian population in the world. Yeah, people don't tell you about that. And I am so glad that the communist is repenting and finding Christ. I am so glad that the Muslim is repenting and following Christ, because you can't be a good Muslim. If you're a good Muslim, you got to follow jihad. You got to follow the Quran, etc., etc. So I'm happy about the upheaval. I'm happy about the, you know, the upsetting of the apple cart. I am so glad somebody had the guts not to allow Jezebel to squeeze the, you know what I'm talking about, the life out of someone. I am so glad. And I pray it happens double this year. I pray for a double, triple portion of activity that will continue to shake the social order of this nation. I pray that what we like is acceptable will be rooted out, because those people that liked the acceptable reality in our nation allowed the defiant homosexual Islamic reality to abide in this nation. Now, think about that. If you were really an American and you understood the values of America, you would not have allowed the promotion of the things that defile a nation. The blood of 80 million babies on your hands. Come on. How could you opine this government? How could you say anything against this government? What is it, the Russians? The Russians are doing it? Come on. If anybody's going to go to prison, it would be Hillary Clinton in prison. It would be Barack Obama in prison. It would be George Soros in prison. They all belong in prison. What did Trump do? He's a businessman. 34 years ago, you could hear him talking about the same thing he's talking about right now. He hasn't had two sides of his mouth. He's not a politician. He's upsetting the apple cart. And by the way, if you read your Bible in Matthew chapter 23, you'll find that Jesus Christ was just as offensive in his speech. And I guess Jesus wouldn't have made a good president. Jesus would not have made a very good president, because the way he talked, when he said things like this in Matthew 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law." He goes on, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You may clean the outside of the cup, but the platter, but within are full of extortion and excess." That's what American politics has been like lately. With the last 8 years of Obama, everybody looked like it was clean outside, but inside, extortion and corruption and greed and evil and wickedness. Oh, yes, Jesus went on to say in 27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. You appear outwardly to be righteous, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Oh, I guess Jesus would not have made a very good president to fight back when the Pharisees were speaking against him. I guess what they want is somebody to lay down and let everybody tell them what to do. Well, Jesus wasn't going to allow anybody to tell him what to do. And guess what? You have a president right now that's not going to let anybody tell him what to do. And the Congress that allowed Barack Obama to do what he did, and the Senate that allowed Barack Obama to do what he did, they ought to be sat down, spanked, and sent into a corner until they get their head straightened out and deliver themselves from the power of the spell of Jezebel. Well, there you have it. Those are my comments. I'd love to hear yours. Lines open, 479-636-7979. 479-636-7979. You that are supporting and opining, you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. You should be standing up thanking God that somebody's got the chutzpah. Somebody's got Israel again at their back and at their side. I don't care what you feel about Israel politically, but biblically, you ought to thank God that there's a handshake going on where Obama was trying to destroy that relationship. And you know, it's very complicated in many different ways, ladies and gentlemen. But the fact of the matter, it's real simple for even little third grade people like me and my understanding about politics and all that stuff. Who cares? Right now, there's rejoicing in the camp of the righteous for the righteous revolution. Now, does that mean everything's going to go A-OK? Probably not. But I'd love to hear from you today. I mean, you want to opine? Call up and opine. I'd love to hear what you're opining about. Or are you a-whining? Maybe you're just a-whining about something. The number 479-636-7979, 800-767-7979. Some people say you don't know a good thing until you don't have it anymore. If every person in this country that loves morality, if every person in this country that loves righteousness, if every person in this country that loves our heritage as a Christian nation is not giving praise to God and thanking God for this abrasive man in the office, it's called a pendulum shift, ladies and gentlemen. You need something to be just as aggressive in the other direction if you're going to have a proper pendulum shift. The last 8 years were so demonic, so evil, so wicked, that you got to have something that's not moderate. You need to have a massive shift if you're going to bring things back to center. Let's thank God for what we have. We'll take our first call this morning. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just calling to see what was why Hillary Clinton and Obama and a few of the others that have done this injustice to America, why they're not in prison yet.
I have a feeling they're going. I've been told they're wearing ankle bracelets right now. They got the little boots on to protect their ankles from their imprisonment that's ready to go down. But who knows? Who knows?
But it's pretty bad when people like them are scared of their own people in this country, and then he stands on TV and says it's okay to abort babies at full term and then let her people over there in Benghazi die. They were American citizens, and they just left them.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if you could imagine the shedding of innocent blood and through taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, over 500 million abortions around the world. Thank you, taxpayer dollars of American people. And then 80 million right here at home. And then the promotion of the most grotesque, corrupt conditions and characteristics within our nation. It is absolutely amazing. You know what I hope? I really hope that God gives us just one more year. Just one more year. If he'll just give us one more year to watch Roe versus Wade get overturned, then you'll see a revolution of the left, and you'll see all kinds of crazy stuff happen, and then overthrow the laws of homosexual lesbian marriages. Let the people do what they want to do, but don't legislate it into society. I would love to see that happen in 2018. How about you?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I listen to you all the time when I get a chance.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and thank you for supporting the ministry with your prayers. God bless your heart. All right, we've got the lines are open right now, ladies and gentlemen, 479-636-7979. Well, I would love to hear from you why you're not rejoicing that we don't have another Barack Hussein Obama communist agenda operating in America. Come on, where are you today? 479-636-7979. Come on, bring it on. I don't see anything going on with Donald Trump. He's not getting arrested. Come on. Jesus called them a bunch of Pharisees, hypocrites, called them snakes and vipers. I guess he wouldn't have been a good president either. God, what if he had a phone to tweet out? Let's take our next call. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you, I just stumbled onto your program, and man, you've got me fired up.
Good.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed listening so far. I just want to let you know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And,
yes, sir.
Any other thoughts you'd like to share?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, I am so pleased and so feel so blessed to have a man of God in office once again, finally. He's going to stand up for Christians in this nation. And I agree with what you said. If we don't stand up as a Christian community, we're lost. You know, it is that pendulum shift. I agree 100%.
Hey, brother, and under Barack Hussein Obama's administration, the White House was covered with Muslim Brotherhood. And
yes,
today,
sir.
The White House is filled with evangelical Christian men and women of God. If people
yes,
can't see that, that's amazing.
Exactly. Well, that's why the right is fighting so hard, because they don't want God in the White House, you know?
You mean the left, yeah. The left.
Or the left,
fighting.
Sorry, excuse mm-hmm. me, the left. I apologize.
That's
the left,
right.
Yeah. That's why they're fighting so hard, because Amen. They see this nation turning towards God, and it scares them.
Amen. Oh, man. I just absolutely love what is happening. Now, do I believe that this is going to just continue on without any events? No, I can't believe that.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, we're going to see
Satan's
some trouble.
No, Satan's going to fight.
Yes.
Satan's going to fight.
Way to go.
You know, he's going to. But we serve an almighty God, and he always wins.
God bless your heart, sir. Thank you for those
Thank
comments.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. Man, I love that. That's so good. 479-636-7979. Now, listen, I open the lines up because of all the opining that I hear going on out there, all these comments that people make about their displeasure, their dislike, their unhappiness with Donald Trump. Well, you know, come, bring it on. You know, explain yourself. Explain where was your complaining and whining and murmuring when America was being turned into a homosexual nation? Where was your whining and murmuring and complaining when America was supporting the shedding of innocent blood, which God condemns? Where was all of your whining when the Muslim Brotherhood was moving forcibly in the United States government? Where were you then? And why weren't you complaining? And why weren't you crying? And why weren't you whining? Because you one of them? Are you one of them? Are you so demonically possessed by darkness and evil that you sincerely think that your whining and complaining over this administration is worthy? After you just were silent for 8 years with Barack Hussein Obama? I'd love to hear your complaint. 479-636-7979. And listen, you have the right to be just as forceful as I am. Go ahead. It's okay. Let's take this call. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I never did stop saying Merry Christmas, no matter what they said I should be saying. and I do say Happy Holiday, too, but I do say Merry Christmas. I do not plan on ever giving that up.
Amen.
I know what it stands for, and that's what I stand for.
Amen. And so you must be a Christian man. You were living in a country that was being drowning in perdition of ungodly men, ungodly laws, the promotion of immorality, unnaturalness. The very laws of nature were being overthrown, and nature's God. And yet you did not allow yourself to be drowned by the perdition. How do you feel about Donald Trump as the president of the United States after 1 year?
I voted for him, and if I had the opportunity, I'd vote for him again.
Yeah, so God bless you. And why would you do that?
because of what he stands for and what I stand for and what our country at one time did stand for. It's losing what it did stand for quite fast. And if the people don't wake up soon, pretty soon they will not be living in under a president, but they'll be living in under a dictatorship.
Well, amen to that. I know the enemy has some plans, and it's a real fight. Jesus needed 12 disciples to turn the world upside down. It doesn't take a lot of people to advance the cause, and it does appear that the cause of this presidency is to move a nation back to its former condition. And isn't it true that if you're going to have a pendulum shift, if there's going to be a shift in the environment, as far to the left as Barack and Hillary and Bill and George and all those guys took the nation with their mass media mind control techniques and their money that they used to condition the minds of the masses in this nation, isn't it important to have somebody that would swing so far to the other direction so that eventually you could come back to some kind of center? I mean, if that were just the political agenda, the issue, isn't that what you have to do?
Well, as of right now, the pendulum does not swing near as far in the other direction as it did or should. So the center has moved more toward the liberal, and the conservatives are moving in that direction also.
And so I have to ask the question, why? Why would people move to the left in promotion of the things that have, through historical data, brought wrath and judgment and collapse and defilement upon a nation? Go back to Rome, go back to any other nation in the history of the world. When they became decadent, it was the final stage before their collapse. So why would intelligent people that understand the virtues and the values and the morals of a Christian nation go in the direction of people that are undermining those foundations? Why would that happen, other than deception?
And as of right now, the deception is starting in the young children, and it's carrying through right through the colleges and the young ages of the children. So if we do not reach the young people, this country is going to continue to swing in that same direction. There's a lot of people in under 40 years old that are so deceived, and they do not either attend church or they do not end up read the Word of God.
Absolutely. And then I go back to Iran, and Iran, and now 3 million have converted to faith in Jesus Christ, and it's a young people's revolution. There's no doubt about it. And I want to thank you for your call, sir. Once again, God bless you, and I appreciate your prayer support of the ministry and all that you do. God bless you. All right, let's take our next call. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Pastor.
Well, good morning.
How are we doing today?
I think I'm okay, Pastor Ken Wagner. How are you doing?
Well, bless you, sir. I'd like to take a little different tact where you're going. As a matter of fact, kind of continuing what we spoke about this morning on your morning broadcast, in a way, I'm glad to see some of the persecution going on. And I say that because true Christians will rise up. They become the cream of the crop. The flaky ones, the ones that are just Christians in name only, and some of the others that way, will just go by the wayside. Now, I hate to see that happen, but the true Christians are the ones that are going to bring the good news and are going to be able to help this nation and do what is right and stand for righteousness in Jesus Christ. And that's the only way that they can go. So in that sense, I'm happy to see some of the things that are going on. I don't like it, but I know what is happening, and I'm just believing that that's going to happen, and it's going to be a good thing.
You know, when you talk about something being a good thing, I can't imagine anything better than the promotion of light, the promotion of joy, the promotion of happiness, the promotion of purity and holiness, the promotion of godly character, the promotion of what is right, the promotion of justice. And when I think about let there be light, let there be light in a darkened world at a time such as this, because this last generation has been inundated with darkness. The powers of darkness have moved amazingly. And again, here's where we shift from just the linear human experience to the demonic, satanic, Luciferian, Antichrist, demonic devils that are working against mankind. And we know that the devil is bringing darkness. We know that he's a deceiver. We know that he's a liar. We know that there is no truth in him. And when he brings his deception, when he brings his lies, you begin to see societies operating like ours, or you begin to see nations dividing like ours that once had light. And so in the mercy of God right now, there is this moment of desire to let there be light once again. Let truth ring out throughout this nation. Let the brilliant, bright rays of the S-O-N shine in the hearts of men and their minds so that they could be delivered from the darkness that would enslave them and bring them into eternal damnation forever, where there is no hope. There needs to be light for the souls of men to be spared the eternal wrath of God upon them. I know that people are promoting evil because they're under the spell of the dark lord of the nations of the earth. I know that. That's biblical. So there must be light, and that light must come out in truth, and it must be hard truth. Again, my eyes are not on Donald Trump. My eyes are on Jesus Christ. And if there's anybody that's going to support the Lord's cause, I want to get behind it. Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest did not support the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't even support the cause of our nation, our heritage, our values, our morals. And yet, the majority of people are upset with Donald Trump. Then I have to say the majority of people are under the spell of this dark spirit. Your thoughts?
Well said, Pastor. Well said. And I think part of the problem is that this nation, the people in this nation, have become spoiled. They've never been under persecution. They had everything their own way. Whatever they wanted to do, they could do. And that's been part of the problem. Give them a little bit of persecution and take away some more and more of those rights, all of a sudden they're going to realize that they weren't correct in what they were standing for and what they were not doing. And it's a call to wake up for all the people and to get involved in what you're supposed to be doing. And that is probably the most important thing. If some people will just take a stand and begin to do what is right, we can make a change. But we're like the proverbial frog in that pot. You wait too long, and you're not going to be able to change anything. You're not going to be able to do what needs to be done. And that's where I fear for the souls of the individuals that have done nothing. And that's something that they're going to have to deal with later on when they lose all of their rights and all their freedoms, and become literally cast out by the system and do whatever they want to go ahead and do. That's what we're facing, and that's something I don't want to see happen. And that's why I'm happy you're on the line and broadcasting these things so people can hear and wake up and know that they need to stand up and do what they have to do.
You know, the idea is to provoke the conscience of mankind. You know, to provoke the conscience, and God's grace, honestly, is calling out for repentance. God is saying, listen, if you're a homosexual and you've heard this broadcast and you're offended by it, if you're a lesbian, you heard this conversation and you're offended by it, if you're a far-left liberal progressive and you support abortion and you're offended by what you heard today, listen, I have done everything in my strength to provoke your conscience as to why are you supporting the things you're supporting. And to know what is right, to know what is good, to know what is just, and to repent, to turn away from that wicked path, the wide road that leads to destruction that many are there on. It is the narrow road that leads to life. So when you hear about the majority going in one direction, don't be too quick to follow the majority. Let's take our next call this morning. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm going to sound like a crazy person, there's a theory out there called the serpent seed, Genesis 3:15. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard about this,
yes,
read
have.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe this theory. And the main thing is this. This liberal media is promoting this homosexual agenda and abortion. And you know who controls the media? It's the Jews. It's not, I didn't say Israelites. It's the Khazar Jews. Now, I'm sure you have read about this, so I know people are going to think I'm crazy for even bringing this up, so that's all I'm going to say. Maybe you can comment on it. Thank you.
Sure. Well, there's an obvious reality in our world today that there are people, even going back to Jesus' day, that said they were Jews, but they weren't Jews. Jesus dealt with the Pharisees and scribes of his generation, and he said that they were saying to him that Abraham is our father, and he said, well, if Abraham were your father, you'd believe in me. And so there were a lot of people occupying the place of being Jews or religious leaders or, you know, Sanhedrin, whatever, but they really were not. The true Jew, I believe, has been for 2,000 years being converted to their faith in Yeshua, the Messiah. And yes, there is a horrible reality about people that call themselves Jews and are not, that are the promoters of pornography, they're running Hollywood, they're behind the news. There's a lot of truth to that. There's no doubt about it. And the thing is, the people of this nation and the people of this world, you just need to know that there is a diabolical, dark spirit that hates you because you're created in the image and likeness of God. Sir, God did not create you to be a homosexual. Don't listen to these people telling you were born that way. It's not truth. Maybe there was a demonic spirit in your bloodline, but man, we could cast that demonic spirit out, set you free, and get on with life. And if you have lived a homosexual lifestyle and you're ashamed of yourself, I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you and that he died for you. And if you turn to him and you confess your sin, he will forgive you and cleanse you. Madam, the same thing. Maybe you are just deeply involved into lesbianism, or maybe you've had an abortion and you're dealing with guilt and shame and condemnation. I declare unto you a God that loves you. He hates the sin, but loves the sinner. To preach against sin is important because in a generation where people are condoning sin, men's minds are being brought into deeper bondage. You need to thank God that somebody is still telling the truth over the airwaves, even if it enrages hell inside of you. Because I believe God is reaching out to people everywhere in a final thrust of salvation to tell you what you already know. You already know it's wrong to be a homosexual. You already know it's wrong to be a transvestite or transgender or a lesbian. You already know it's wrong to murder innocent baby in your womb. You already know it's wrong to be watching pornography and 1,000 other things that the Holy Spirit and truth would tell you that need to be repented of. It's time for repentance. This isn't time to hold on to what is obviously wrong. And it's time to get behind movements that are moving in the direction of promoting what is righteous. This isn't time for personality contests. If Jesus Christ had a cell phone, do you think he would allow the Congress and the Senate and the judiciary to bind him and put him in a little room somewhere and control him at a desperate time within the nation? No, I think Jesus Christ would take his cell phone and would Twitter all day long the truth. And if the truth outrages the evil, then so be it. That's what Jesus said. When they said to him, Lord, you offended him, he said, too bad. If the truth offends you, that's your problem. And I think if Jesus had a cell phone, he would be tweeting all day long. I congratulate Donald Trump for keeping on tweeting. Let him keep on tweeting. Let him be aggressive. Let him be abrasive. Let him be hard. Let him not be the political man that the people that supported Obama want in the office. God forbid we shaped another president to take care of our whims. If you don't understand what you just allowed in the last 8 years to happen in this country, where are you? Where are you? It's time to repent. And pride is the biggest problem with people today. They're so proud, they don't want to be rebuked. They don't want to hear it. They let pride rise up in them to fight against it. The truth was presented to you today by this radio broadcast. My name is Vincent Xavier. I'm going to ask you to financially support this radio ministry if you would. There's a commercial coming up here in about 2 minutes that will show you how to do it. And if you want to contact me, I'll do the same thing. I'll throw my telephone number out there, 858-864-8712. If you would like to support this radio ministry, where you know now you're going to need to support it prayerfully because there's a lot of blowback that comes. The people that won't call in, behind the scenes, they talk. So we're going to need your prayer support. We're going to need you to intercede and fast and pray so that this radio broadcast can continually give light. And yes, in all due respect, this has been my heart, and it's intended to be my heart. And maybe it's not your heart, but I gave you opportunity to share your heart. You chose not to today for whatever reason, that's fine. But to the people that are tuned into this broadcast, again, I'm going to ask for your support and financially. And my number is 858-864-8712. It's a new year. Maybe you'd like to give a New Year's offering to just launch us into, you know, the next 12 months. And let's see what happens in the next 12 months. But my deepest desire is that I have provoked someone's conscience, not just to rage, but provoke someone's conscience to repentance by telling the truth. And my hope is that one day you're going to be walking down the road, taking a shower, traveling in your car, and these words are going to come up into your spirit because you're going to go through one of the most hellacious, difficult times in your life. You're going to contemplate suicide. That's how bad it's going to get. But I want you to know that God loves you. He hates your sin just like he hates mine, but he's willing to forgive you. And Jesus is standing waiting for you to confess your sin and stop trying to protect it. And he wants to forgive you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to hold you. He wants to love you. He will deal with the shame, guilt, and condemnation. And guess where that comes from? The very devil that has enslaved you in this sin is the one that wants to beat the daylights out of you and take your soul into eternal damnation. Jesus is your Savior. He's saving Muslims all over the world. He's doing it. He's saving Chinese and Muslims. America, wake up before it's too late. Because the night time comes wherein no man will be able to work, and that night time is coming. Work in the daylight while you can. I'm Vincent Xavier. God bless. We'll see you Sunday right here at 9:45 a.m. Until then, shalom.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries, and I would like to cordially invite you to come out every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., every Saturday evening at 5:30 p.m., every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for one of our worship services over at New Wine Ministries. The address is 2262 Forest Hills Boulevard in Bella Vista, Arkansas. Once again, 2262 Forest Hills Boulevard in Bella Vista, Arkansas. You won't be disappointed. You're going to meet a great group of people. Until we meet you face to face, this is Pastor Vince. God bless you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier. Thank you for tuning in every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday right here on KERM Radio. It has been a great joy and a privilege to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ over these airwaves. We plan on being here for the entire year, broadcasting the events that we see coming upon our nation and around the world. Our job is to equip every single saint of God to be prepared for the days that lie ahead. We are not projecting a spirit of fear, but preparation. We believe this is an important time. We also want to encourage people to live an abundant life in Jesus Christ. This will be the greatest year in many people's lives. I am asking that you will help us financially as we move through this year to get the word out. I'm looking for partners to join with me this year in paying our bills every month right here on this KERM Radio program. And if that is one of you, you, please contact me at area code 858-864-8712 or text me at 858-864-8712. Thank you very much for your support. God bless you. And if you are ready to send an offering or a gift to the ministry, send it to P.O. Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas, 72722. Once again, P.O. Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas, 72722. May God bless you.